Hi everybody, welcome to this podcast. And here I am once again. I'm actually using the Mac Studio to do this one. I'm giving the Pro a break. It's still doing good though. But anyway, this one is some more fireworks. This time it's with family and me, and it was on July the 6th, which was last Saturday. And it was kind of a shock because I was upstairs, I was getting ready for bed, and all of a sudden these fireworks came from nowhere. So I grabbed, in this case, my Zoom H1, I think is what it was, my Zoom H1 Essential, and then I grabbed a pair of binaural microphones. And if you're curious what they were the Sound Professional EHB2 with the Master Series. With the Master Series, capsules, the Master Series capsules. So that's what those are, and so anyway, that's what those mics are. And the one thing I like about those is that they're not in-ear, because I have a pair of in-ears, but they do not like my ears very well. So for those who are asking, I do have a pair, but they don't like mine very well, which is why I'm selling them. But anyway, that's that. And I did raise the volume a little bit, but just enough to where I think it'll be all right for binaural microphones. So anyway, guys, that's it for now. And that will be it. No, they're quiet.
Were you recording it?
Yes.
As Papo, because you told me you had your bedroom window up.
Yeah, it was the man cave.
That's what I mean, in the man cave.
Did you sit out? Can we hear him? I said he's got the window open a foot. She said, who's that talking?
It's me! Know what's your worst enemy?
They're letting off a bunch over at church. They got some. Looks like they got some spotlight.
I wonder if that'll be like their last night.
They'll have a finale here in a little bit. And it looks, I think, Bloomingburg or somebody north is having something. Not very much. Hey, if you got the money, why not?
I've got better mics to record this, so we'll see how it goes. Yeah, that'd make more sense.
Well, it's a little small setup.
Okay, there we go.
He's like, oops, I forgot to light that one. Shit. Anybody see a finger?
Anybody see a finger?
Reattached. Anybody got any super glue?
Super glue.
Your mama about cut her finger off. She cut it down to the bone.
Who? Mom did?
Yep. On her right hand, I think it is.
Really? Yep. How'd she do that?
She was... I was at work, I think. I couldn't... What was that? Oh, that might have been... And didn't cut the lid all the way off.
Oh, shoot.
So your mom was playing with the can, and she got her finger stuck.
Nice job, Mom.
Finger trying to get her finger out. She nearly cut the tip of her finger off. She cut it down. The only thing that was holding it on was a little piece of bone.
Wow.
So I did a phone call right before I left Columbus. And they called me over the pager, so I went to the office, and Sharon was out here at the hospital. They wouldn't treat your mom because she didn't have authorization. So I told them, I said, I'm on my way. And I said, tell them to stop the bleeding or whatever, and then she put the person on the phone, and I told them, I said, you have my permission to do whatever. I don't care what you need to do.
Uh-huh.
Cut her finger off. So I get there.
I wonder if Mom remembers that.
Yes, she does.
Hey, Mom, remember when you cut your finger?
She was probably... I think she was going to start killing her.
What card you have?
Huh?
What card you have?
I
had a
special card. Oh! Mid-size. It wasn't a great big... I think it was a shiver. I can't remember what it was. Let me tell you what. I made it down here at Moon Pine Flat. And I went in and I saw it. And your mom was just a little cucumber. They gave her a pain shot. You know, she wasn't crying or anything. Said, well, what do you suggest? And we talked about it out in the hallway so your mom couldn't hear it. He said, well, we can try to save it. He said, I don't know if we can or not. And about that time, Dr. Payton, which was our family doctor, come walking through. Well, no, he came before I got there. He said, I know her. That's one of my patients. And he said, you do not get that baby's finger off.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah, they were going to cut her fingertip off. Because it was just barely hanging.
Yeah.
Bone. He said, where's her mother at? And Sharon said, she's on her way from Columbus. He said, well, I'm going to be here in the hospital. And he said, when she gets here, tell them to page me to come back. Which the ER. So when I got there, they paged me. And he came back and he said, Mama, we're not going to cut her finger off. I said, come on, I can save that. My God, he did.
Wow.
It was touch and go. Because it turned black.
Ooh.
And he just kept taking and cutting the skin off, the dead skin, and it started growing new skin. He said, Mama, I think we got it.
Is that what he said? Yeah. Wow.
And Sharon felt some bad. I said, Sharon, it's not your fault. have done that with me, which she wouldn't have, because I always cut the lids clear off. Intrigued because that lid was still on the edge. I always cut them off. But she was
intrigued.
All righty. Is he?
He's like, no, I'm out.
No wonder I didn't see him when I came down.
He wanted in the house.
Did he? Interesting. They're gone.
That's just like Wilmington's Fair. When they have the truck and tractor pulls, it's a sanctioned event, like NASCAR is, but for the tractor people. And courthouse gets Tom, Dick, and Harry. And Yeah, because the guys down at Wilmington, when they pull, it's for points and it's for the championship and the trophy at the end of the year. They run a circuit. That's the one you want to see. Okay, here we go again.
Ah, there's a sound of a small block Chevy.